Hey, Kathy Perry here, and we are on the topic of thoughts and ideas. And now that you have mastered the art of shifting your vibration and getting it to a level, and you've mastered the art of finding yourself a few guides here and there to take you to these different places so you can explore a little bit, and now you're walking around on your own, checking things out and discovering new things and learning things. Now, what are you going to do with all this newfound wonderful information? Well, you're going to have to start getting it down somehow. You're going to have to either record it or write it or do something because it needs to flow. As it starts to flow, you're going to get more. So if you bottleneck it up by not recording it, there's no room for you to get more ideas and inspiration. So get it out there. That's the next step of the process. And after you've got it all out there and you've got 20 recordings or 20 articles or whatever, well, what are you going to do? Well, then you need to organize and structure them. But don't bother organizing, and you should maybe organize, like find different envelopes to put each of your new ideas in as they come in. Develop some envelopes when you find some sameness. But wait till you get a number of these things before you really start figuring out what it is that you have and what kind of packages that you can put together. Because when it first starts flowing, you actually don't you actually have no clue, trust me, on what you're really getting. But if you let it flow and just keep going with it, what you think you had at the beginning is not what you're going to have in the end. But the beauty of it is you're going to have something much, much better and much more powerful. So just keep going with it, let it flow, and organize it as you go along, but don't structure it and don't come up with your end product or whatever you're going to produce until you really have a complete picture and a body of work. All right, I'll talk to you later.